flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us at 9 this morning. Before that, though, in about 15 minutes, around 7:20, we will get to They Said It and the Sun. Of the chairman, the son of the Bruins chairman spoke yesterday, and it appears that it is Stanley Cup or bust, and we will talk about that among other things that were said yesterday during They Said It coming up on today's show. I know we have leads left, but we are, Curtis, a bunch of text messages during the break about how great Bill O'Brien is, and he is.
He's awesome.
But we're planning some sort of event at Boston College,
yes.
Whether it's during the season or even spring football or something, yeah. I believe.
Right? I mean, I would say we'll do both, but I would keep your eyes on the spring game at Alumni Stadium,
okay.
And the coaching staffs.
And Coach Scheim.
Yeah. I mean, all I need Scheim. Is he's a size medium and he needs a visor.
I don't think a visor would be great for me.
And you got to when it comes to the nose, over sunscreen.
White nose.
The zinc. Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
I'm in. You have to. This is Rob from Bristol, Rhode Island. Hello, Rob.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Rob?
Scheim, just FYI, buddy. They don't want a degenerate gambler as a coach.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Rob.
That is true.
It's
especially at BC.
Lucky for me, in this state, you can't.
You get big trouble for that.
Luckily, in this state, you can't bet on local colleges anyways, so I'm good. And I would just be the...
You'll figure it out.
I would get my gambling high by just going for it on fourth down. Come on.
How do you feel about moving the Rhode Island Roadshow to Newport?
Works for
me. I love Newport.
That's the discussion that is ongoing currently.
I love Whalers.
Yeah, I love Whalers too.
Is that place we went to where the car show is at?
Yes.
Oh, that place is nice. That place is really nice.
That's really nice.
That's the city of Newport in the state of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Yes. You'd like to go back?
I like that place. Yeah. That was really nice.
I mean, imagine a beautiful Friday in May on the water.
Yep. And rooms are so nice that we stayed at Newport.
I mean, I think maybe.
Down for whatever.
All right. Anyway, we have leads left this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello. A bit of a call to action for my lead this morning. Now, I'm going to start by asking a question that everybody listening right now could answer, because we all have worked in a shared workplace at some point in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. If you put something in the fridge and it's yours, is it just free for anybody to take?
No. Where is the fridge located?
In the kitchen of the workplace.
In the group, like a group kitchen.
Yes.
in the workplace.
Yeah.
Yes, I would say that that is yours.
Uh-huh. Right.
So not fair game.
No, because it's a common area, but
correct.
The fridge is like people put their stuff in there.
You're not going into the fridge to find something that is
no,
not yours.
No.
At the beginning of the week, I'm back on the Celsius train before people start. I know it's not good for me, but it turns my brain on better than anything else.
Okay.
It's still not, it's still not firing on all cylinders. But
I hope you're ready to absorb the new sugary drink tax here
yep.
in the city of Boston.
Yes. Okay. But instead of going and getting the same beverage every single morning, I will get the five on Monday,
yep.
put them
mm-hmm.
in the fridge. I've
okay.
figured that is the easiest way to go about that. This week, I did just that. Wouldn't you know, yesterday, noticed that I am all out of my Celsius.
Oh, that's not right.
Those are expensive, right?
That's not
very expensive. Thank
oh,
you, Curtis. Yeah,
your Celsius drinks in the fridge were stolen and consumed by somebody
correct.
Else.
And so it has to be somebody in the building. And I'm just the call to action is I'm giving you until 5 p.m. this evening to come forward. If you have taken this, if not, we're pulling the tapes.
Oh,
ooh, okay.
Really?
Ken Laird and I will be pulling the tapes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I love it.
I am
just
pulling
like a Girl Scout
the tapes.
Situation all over.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, Wiggy probably, you know what Wiggy's going to say? Snitches get stitches.
No, I ain't got no, hey, listen, it ain't my
you,
thing.
You
there's no,
no
camera in the cafeteria, so you're going to have to pull the hallway tapes.
Well, yeah, you'll be able to see somebody go.
Wait a minute. A little suspicious that somebody knows there's not a
yeah,
camera
I know.
Near the refrigerator.
I know. It's like Wiggy with the citizen's envelope working
and
at the state
you're always the
police.
One that is complaining
no.
that they changed the whole
oh,
kitchen
yeah,
situation because people were clearly stealing.
But you know what, Courtney? I don't need your Celsius because I don't worry about that problem because I get these.
Right.
Well, I drop these in the Celsius, you drop in the water. Now you ain't got to worry about somebody stealing your stuff.
I know it's not anybody on this show, unless it's Jackson or Mitch. Definitely not Mitch. Jackson,
why
I think.
Why do you say definitely not Mitch?
Wow.
Because Mitch is just like the best.
So Jackson's not.
No,
I would vote for Mitch for president.
Yeah, no, I'm saying Jackson sits in a different room than us. So clearly, yeah, he could get it, chug it, and then throw it out. I just don't see it happening with anybody on this show.
All right.
I am just saying.
Do you think it's a salesperson?
Salespeople sometimes come to the back, but to take somebody's like we don't even sell Celsius in the vending machine
right.
here.
And it could be. Have you considered your arch enemy here at the radio station, Rich Keefe?
Mm.
You know, I did consider that it was interesting timing
right.
when this went missing. but no, I don't think Rich is a thief. I want to know who it is.
Right. Oh, get to
and,
the tapes.
You know, I had to go today and get two more of these. I'm keeping the other one in the office. I will be locking the office door when we leave today. But, you know, I think that is just proper protocol when it comes to sharing a space with coworkers.
But you did say there's a period. What do they call it, Curtis? There's a grace period, or you have until 5 o'clock today if you stole Courtney's Celsius's
to come forward
oof. And replace them and own it.
Yeah,
right.
Because we pulled the tape when, of course, Gresh stole Mego's flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we'll do the same.
Okay. All right.
We will do the same.
All right, Courtney.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Thank
this is going to be class.
I would make a salesperson the odds-on favorite.
You think so?
Yeah.
They're never in the office.
Yeah, but
actually,
when they are,
they're
like
come
vultures.
To work. They work one day a week.
Ooh, or it could be somebody else that is on one of the other stations, early riser, comes down here because you said it gives you a little kick, gives you a little
yes.
juice.
Oh.
They might have been like. Yeah.
But there would be no reason for someone at Mix or at Magic to come down here. Open that fridge because they wouldn't expect it. Like, I've never even opened the fridge.
Right, but there are people who come down here. Everybody utilizes this one cafeteria.
Well, no, there's one on the second floor as well.
Is there?
There's a fridge, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I always see them come down.
Oh, there's not a fridge on the second floor?
No, there is.
Yeah,
so
it's got to be somebody EEI related. And, you know, I don't know why you're going into the fridge if you don't have something in there.
All right.
Wedding gift idea. What about a mini fridge for the office?
Love it.
Great idea.
Would you like that? That sounds like a maybe when I will wait until Brighton Christmas arrives and grab one off the street.
Great.
And give that. You don't mind if it has like a BU sticker on it or
of course
something?
Not.
Okay.
No.
Right. Okay.
I need for nothing, Greg.
Okay.
Truly.
All right.
I just hate to break it to you, Greg.
Yeah.
Ken unplugs it for the planet every day at 5.
Winky, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'll make mine short and sweet. I'm a little disappointed because I was hoping that college football would say, It's set up perfectly. We're going to play the national championship game on Friday night, tomorrow night. I know they're playing it on Monday, and I remember, I don't know, it was several years ago when it was Georgia playing, and the game started at like 8:15. It was ridiculously late. I know the game starts at 7:30, or at least 7:30 is the time, but then it won't kick off till about 7:45 on a Monday night. But I just think that, like, with college football, if you had it tomorrow night, I feel like you probably get more eyes. You know, nobody has anything to do on Saturday for the most part. You know, people don't have to work. Monday night, you got to stay up late for the game and watch it. And then some people, you know, they got to go to work. So some people might not even watch it.
I feel the other way about it. Like, people have socializing to do on Friday night. A Monday night in January, there's nothing going on and there's nothing else to watch.
So is that why you think they do it? Because I always feel like
TV night, Friday's the worst of the week.
All right, because I always feel like maybe it's just for us and our jobs. It's like, now we got to be up at 4 a.m. and we got to stay watching the game until 11:30 at night.
Who do you like?
I'm going to have to go opposite of Billy O, where he went Notre Dame. I think Marcus Freeman does a great job for that team. Obviously, I don't like Notre Dame because my wife loves Marcus Freeman. But I like the quarterback, and for me, it's more about Will Howard making more plays than Riley Leonard, especially when it comes to throwing the football. So you got to be able to slow down Ohio State's passing game. And if Notre Dame can't do that, Notre Dame doesn't have the type of passing game to keep up with Ohio State.
Okay. All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
You got it.
I am getting on with Linz, getting on a flight tomorrow morning and going to Miami. And so this story this morning piqued my interest. I just want your opinion when it comes to what is proper etiquette on an aeroplane, because a confrontation on a flight has gone viral. And the opinions that I've seen are pretty divided. There is a woman who was flying first class and decided that she would brush her hair in her seat while flying first class. Mm-hmm. The woman seated next to her was outraged and alarmed that she was doing her personal grooming on the aeroplane and lost her ever-loving you-know-what. Is that an issue for you? Is that somebody is doing hairbrushing in particular?
Hell no. That's an issue. Stop that. Listen, first class or sitting on a seat is not your bathroom.
What?
What you mean what? I don't want your lice and whatever the hell, your dandruff floating around on my shirt. Can you sit next to me brushing your hair?
I mean,
at the end of a flight, I usually pull out my hairbrush and go through it. I don't care about what anybody else.
But nobody wants your dandruff floating on them.
And I don't want to smell somebody's, you know, tuna fish sandwich that they brought on the flight. But
so you'd be upset with if someone...
I wouldn't cause an altercation.
Well, I'm not saying the altercation is... Was it physical?
No.
Okay, verbal, so for verbal altercation. But if somebody...
So you stand with this this Karen who was pissed off that somebody dared to brush their hair on a
hell
plane. I could care less.
Yeah, that's disgusting. So you
or,
would have...
Or an, couldn't care less.
So what if somebody sat next to you and decided, you know what? I'm going to clip my toenails.
Well, I mean, that's a bit ridiculous.
Why?
Well...
People do that.
Feet are gross.
Right. People have lice. People have dandruff all the time. I don't want...
That's different than clipping your toenails.
No, no. What's... If you got lice or dandruff...
But who has lice? I mean, that's a pretty...
A lot of people.
Really?
A lot of people got dandruff and don't take care of their hair, Curtis.
Mostly kids, and keep kids off planes.
Somebody in the Twitch chat was recently on a flight, and somebody was eating their sushi next to them.
Ugh.
And then they proceeded to floss their teeth. Right?
That's disgusting.
That's
disgusting.
That's gross.
Like, yeah, if you would be upset if somebody sat next to you and ate a fish sandwich. And
I
you
want.
Like the smell.
I'm sending this story to Mitch because once Wiggy sees what this woman looks like, I don't think he'll be that upset.
I will.
Gorgeous.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, very nice, shiny hair, long hair.
That don't mean anything. I see plenty.
And then when you see the woman who was complaining.
Plenty of dandruff in here. I do not want people brushing their hair, flossing their teeth next to me. That's disgusting.
I am flying today with James, just myself. And it is going to be a disaster. So I will never judge anybody else while I still have a 2-year-old. However, I would just say we should have a simple way, a code of ethics, which is that don't do anything that negatively impacts people seated right around you. So don't get up to pee 16 times.
Yes.
Don't hit the light to ask 16 questions about what channel the game's on. Don't, you know, whatever it is. Do what, if you're too big for a seat, buy two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that
would have been helpful on my last flight.
Such a simple way to live life, and yet so many people.
Okay, that's her right there?
Yep,
okay.
That's her.
And I'd be like, nah, shorty, don't brush your hair next to me.
The Karen, Mitch. Show the Karen.
I don't care what the Karen looks like. I don't want it, Courtney.
This is 3D chess from Courtney.
You don't know. People have poor hygiene. Okay, that's the Karen. So what? I'm with Curtis. And listen, I give people with kids, I give them a pass because I know what it was like to travel with kids. But I am like Shime. I wish there was two separate airlines. I would then pay more to do that. But I give people like with Curtis that have two, because you can't control a kid on a plane at that age. But grown ass adults doing stuff that you know somebody next to you, like, respect my space.
What if you're
getting
off the flight to, you know, meet the love of your life that you've maybe never met in person? You got to brush your hair. You got to put on a little blush, take care of yourself.
Have you ever flown before?
Yes.
You know what they say about 20 minutes before the flight lands? We're going to be getting ready to come around and, you know, do whatever, you know, lift your boobs. I don't care what it is.
You can't say pop your T's out.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? I would probably say that is is invasive the right word? Because you're sitting next to people that you don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't know their background. You don't know what they're. And so it's about respecting them the best way you can on a tiny flight. We're all trapped in this metal container, 30,000 feet. Have some respect. And Courtney's over there brushing her hair.
Now, just clear this up for those who are listening, because on the Subaru of New England text line, somebody says, in Courtney's world, apparently gorgeous equals entitled. That's not what you're saying.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
You're not
like
saying that this woman is allowed to do what she wants because she's attractive.
That's no, and I like was saying Wiggy was going to look at this woman and say, oh, she's fine. She's fine.
Because she's pretty?
I know your type.
You don't give a pass for pretty.
No.
And you like pretty gals.
Yeah, but just because you're pretty don't mean you got good hygiene.
All right. Well, anyway, interesting.
Yeah,
how you feel about that and what you think is okay and what is not okay when sitting next to somebody on an airplane. All right, those are our leads this morning. They said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Coming up right now, Courtney, with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Celtics, tough night in Toronto, 110-97. The Raptors, the final. The three-pointers, they weren't falling for the boys last night. They made just 16 of their 46. And when it came to defense, they just weren't good. Kristaps Porzingis, he didn't mince words about the loss. Here's what he had to say.
I think we played with no spirit, with no personality. And it's just weak performance from us, honestly. So, yeah, we just play with no personality right now.
When is that a problem? I mean, I know it's January.
Right.
But if they're playing if they're giving a weak performance, mm-hmm. no spirit, no effort, when do you identify that as an issue for this basketball
team? I identify it as an issue when they do what we saw what the Bruins did, and that's going like a 5-6 game losing streak.
Okay. All right.
They're off tonight before taking on the Magic tomorrow at the TD Garden. And speaking of three-pointers, Adam Silver has heard the concerns of the amount that players are taking. And he was on The Herd with Colin Cowherd yesterday saying, quote, "We're on it as stewards of the game. We'll tweak it. We will correct those issues." The divisional round is set for this weekend on Saturday at 4:30. The Texans will take on the Chiefs in Kansas City, and the Commanders will take on the Lions at 8 in Detroit. On Sunday, it's Rams at Eagles at 3 and Ravens at Bills at 6:30. And looking for a fast, convenient family meal that everyone will love? You've got to try the 99 Restaurant's original crispy chicken tender family meal deal. Each meal serves up to 5 people and comes with salad and a side to share. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And just to Wiggy's point, if you're seated at the bar at the 99, which is a great place to be, would you start combing your hair?
Exactly.
That's different.
Let's not do it all the time.
When are you going to realize that people have dandruff and dandruff is disgusting?
No, I understand.
Clearly you don't because you're like, so what?
I'm just saying, like, it didn't even seem, they're in first class. It seems like they were sitting almost far away from each other. Mind your business.
It's cold. It's 17 afternoon high of 31.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want a Dakota scoop? Curtis, do you want a Dakota scoop?
Love a Dakota scoop.
Dakota is had a pretty good, reasonable Vrabel scoop.
Money
last
wise.
Week. Good morning, Dakota.
Hey, good morning, and this is way too early for me, but put out specifically that Glazier was not at that meeting that took place between Vrabel and Graf. I was the first to say that Elliot Wolf, even though it was with it, was going to be not in power. There's something going on here. If I'm able to get this information and not the local sports media that follow it, that means Vrabel's really cleaning house. He doesn't want any media of any cronies to get anything. Okay. And this is coming in a different direction.
So what is this scoop?
I love Vrabel.
What is this scoop, Dakota?
Robin Glazer, who we all know, has been part of the football operations since the beginning of last year, you know, formally. She is no longer now with the New England Patriots. That's done. She's out.
Wow. She don't even work there no more? Wow.
Okay.
That's it. NDAs are getting signed, and she's on her way out, and they gave her a bag of cash. That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, we will see. Wait for confirmation from the New England Patriots on that.
I would keep an eye on her. No Celsius taken out of that fridge before she leaves Foxborough.
Well, that's interesting what Dakota talked about then, because that was the biggest question that we all had when Vrabel was coming in, took the job.
Yeah.
What's the relationship going to be like with Elliot Wolf? What kind of role, power, where is that kind of thing? So maybe it seems like, you know, Vrabel's the top of the mountain.
Okay.
And that's what we all want.
Well, I believe somebody on this station suggested last week that there was an issue last season where the head coach of the football team had not spoken to another individual for the last month or more of the season, and that individual was the aforementioned Robin Glazer. So doesn't surprise me. If things got to the point where they were not even talking to each other,
would that be somebody potentially that Teddy Bruschi was alluding to? I know we think it's others, but it could be encompassing someone in the front office.
Maybe when Teddy Bruschi said that, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, that there are people at the top who don't know football, essentially what Teddy Bruschi said. Yes.
So it's, this is all good news to me. I don't know Robin Glazer. I don't know anything about her. I just know that Mike Vrabel's a smart guy, and it feels like, according to Schefter and others, that this is his show, and we can see how it will sink or swim, but it'll be Mike Vrabel's stamp on everything.
Okay, as Adam Schefter, Wiggy's guy, Schefty, continues to say, Mike Vrabel's the man, and he's making all the decisions.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, Shime. Where do you want to start?
Well, Greg, let's begin with your Boston Bruins. Two-game win streak seemed pretty hot after the Rich Keefe scoop maybe lit a fire under their tuckuses. And Charlie Jacobs has come out and spoke. He talked about the season so far, the expectations, and why the management has done such a good job.
So I feel everyone's frustration, and I hear it too, but I also feel it because I'm, like our fan base, I am also a fan, and I support this team. I believe in our leadership. I know that's been called into question quite a bit recently. You know, I hope that, you know, we can build off the last two games that we played. We think that, like, our team, in my opinion, is yet to play its best game. I feel like we've got it in our system. We've got it in the room. And our hope is that we can find it. But I look back, you know, listen, if history is any indication of what we can anticipate, I mean, if you look at Don Sweeney's stewardship and Cam Neely's stewardship over, I don't know, let's call it since 2015, since Don took over, I mean, we've made the playoffs 8 of the 10 years. There's only one other team, and by the way, listen, I'm not going to measure success in making the Stanley Cup playoffs, okay? Let's be very clear about that. Our goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but you can't win the Stanley Cup if you don't make it to the playoffs.
Right.
And our team has done that for the past 8 years, and I hope we do it again this year for our 9th.
All right, Stanley Cup or bust.
Yeah.
You can't win the cup if you don't make the playoffs.
Only one other team's been in the playoffs 8 of the last 10 years.
Okay, it sounds like Charlie Jacobs is very happy with both Cam Neely as the president and Don Sweeney as the general manager. You know, we will see what happens.
Would you rather be the Bruins, which is close but never win, as opposed to what the Patriots have been recently in the Red Sox?
Yes.
Yeah, all day long.
Yep.
But doesn't it also feel like those rumors basically about the Jacobs that they're just happy to have a playoff series feel very accurate after a statement like that?
I mean, who wouldn't want to win, you know, any professional sport? Who doesn't want to win at all? I got to, you know, they were willing to, when Don Sweeney went for it a couple years ago, when they had the best record, regular season record ever in the NHL, they were willing to have Don Sweeney do that.
I'm not saying they don't want to win, but it feels like they are very satisfied with just being in the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
You win around here and there. For the most part, you always win around, but every once in a while you get bounced in the first round, but you got around. And like it seems to me like that's all he cares about.
All right, what's next?
Next, let's go to your Boston Celtics, who have struggled as of late. Eddie House, after the game last night, talked about some of the bad habits and the self-reflection that the Boston Celtics need to do.
I'm just trying to figure out this team right now. And it's not so much we all get hung up on the fact that we talk about the three-point shots and, you know, our field goals and everything else with that, like how we're scoring the basketball. But to me, it's total opposite. It's the defense. You know, the defense over this last month has stunk. You know, we put together a quarter here, a quarter there, maybe a half here and a half there. But a complete game of playing championship caliber defense, I just haven't seen it. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's fatigue. I don't know if it's just the dog days of January and, you know, the end of December, whatever the case is. But you're coming off of winning a world championship. You're going to get every team's best shot. So you better come prepared. And for whatever reason, I don't know, I feel like, you know, step slow. I'm not going to hit there's no panic button to hit, but there has to be some self-reflection from this team to look and say, hey, man, it's just not good enough, especially what you're trying to do, because you're building habits right now, and the habits that are being built and that are happening aren't great habits.
Spot on.
Yep.
We talked about it with Mego yesterday. They don't, whether it's effort or whatever, they're not, they don't play defense. And when the threes aren't falling, then you're in trouble.
It does give me some hope, though, if you hear guys like Kristaps Porzingis not giving any excuses, just saying, you know, you're not playing with spirit. We heard Joe Mazzulla say after Friday's game that in the fourth, you know, they just, it's an effort situation. Mm-hmm. So if they all know that and they know how to turn it on, then you have to be hopeful that they can do that when it comes to games that actually matter.
Right. But I also think that it's just, you know, when you look at this team, they're under a, it's crazy. They were under a microscope before they won the chip. Then they win the chip, and now they're even under a greater microscope when it comes to it. Because if you really kind of look at the numbers, like when you...
They have the best roster in the... They definitely have the best five mm-hmm. in the NBA.
Right.
They it's not a microscope. It's like the expectation is that they should be repeating
right,
with relative ease.
But where they are where they are right now defensively, they've given up less points per game this year than they did last year. Last year they gave up 109 per game. This year they've given up 108.
In that same post game segment, Scal comes on and Eddie House is going back and forth with him, and they're basically saying, you know, well, Joe Mazzulla may need to make some difficult decisions and play the guys that are actually giving it their all instead mm-hmm. of just their star players. And they both, and it's not an excuse, but they're saying that they're all healthy. It's almost like these guys play harder when they're like, oh, we're banged up, we've got to give it our all. But when they're all healthy, they're saying, oh, we're at full health, we're at full strength, we have the best, you know, mm-hmm. most talent yeah. on this team. So it's, you know, they're adjusting to
that. I learned my lesson a couple years ago with the Bruins when they had that great regular season. They had an unbelievable regular season, best regular season in NHL history. Then you get to the playoffs, and so I look at it like, all right, that's, you know, and when I say they're struggling, they'll win a game, they'll lose a game, but until they lose like four in a row and you're like, all right, there really some issues, I'm not going to trip about this team.
All right, time for one more, Sean.
Yeah, there's another guy, I should say, that is happy with the Mike Vrabel signing by the New England Patriots as the next head coach. That will be former New England Patriot Vince Wilfork. Mm. Here is what he had to say about Mike Vrabel becoming the next head coach of the New England Patriots.
I'm glad Vrabel landed there because I do think he's a hell of a coach. I said, as people could tell me and ask me about Mike Vrabel as a player, and I'll tell you what, he was a coach on the field. I mean, he sounded, he acted, he knew offensively, defensively on the field. So I know firsthand that he's going to come there with a mindset, and it's going to be respected, and he's going to win some football game. I'm just happy that the New England Patriots ended up with this guy.
Okay.
All right. I mean, Vince, it seems like everybody.
Big Vince is on board.
Right, but everybody. It seems like every former player that, you know, or people that know Mike Vrabel, or even the players that he coached in Tennessee, have really nothing but great things to say about him as a coach.
All right. That's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports news with Courtney is next. Bad news from science when it comes to Shime and his pigs in a blanket. The pig part is a real issue. So we'll get to that coming up next.
It's time for...
Before Trump got out of office, it would, I only had to put $10 in my truck, go back and forth to work.
The news.
And then prices on beer goes up. And hey, that's the working man's Gatorade right there.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
As it should be, too.
Of course.
Especially at this... In this economy?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
What does the economy have to do with increased security at the Olympics, if you really want me to ask?
It heightens emotions.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up?
Israel has delayed its cabinet vote on a ceasefire in Gaza this morning, saying that Hamas has reneged on parts of the deal. So the deal was to pause the war in Gaza, release Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners. It was made yesterday, and then Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that they felt like Hamas was going back on some of the agreed upon parts of this ceasefire.
Oh, that's not good. That was such a hopeful story yesterday when they reached a ceasefire.
Yes. Netanyahu's office would not elaborate on the claimed issues. And Hamas has come out saying, quote, they are committed to the ceasefire agreement, which was announced by the mediators. There was a reported strike in Gaza that has killed 70, according to Gaza's civil defense, since this announcement happened. Here's what President Biden had to say about the entire thing.
This plan was developed and negotiated by my team and will be largely implemented by the incoming administration. That's why I told my team to keep the incoming administration fully informed, because that's how it should be, working together as Americans.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll monitor that, I guess.
Yes. Police got a call yesterday of people who had fallen into the Charles River and were in distress. First responders responded to this. And luckily, they found that the people that were called in on were skating on the Charles River and had just laid down to take a break.
Okay. So they hadn't fallen in.
Had not
they
fallen.
They were just resting.
They were just resting. They had a full conversation with police saying, we are totally fine. But this led to police releasing some statements warning people that want to take their chances on the Charles to skate or walk. They took to X to say, at this time, we're not confident that any Massachusetts body of water has adequately frozen for activities like walking, skating, or fishing. Before venturing out on the ice, we ask everyone to use good judgment as swimmers do in the summer.
I think that they suggest that you don't go on the ice until it is 4 inches thick.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
She has no idea, Greg.
Would you be able to identify ice that was 4 inches thick?
I would not. Seven is
dominated
nuts.
The world. What's next?
Southwest Airlines pilot David Alsop was taken into police custody after authorities at the Savannah Hilton Head International Airport boarded a Southwest Airlines flight that was headed for Chicago yesterday and found that, unfortunately, the pilot was smelling of alcohol and acting erratically.
Oh, no.
Wow. Yeah, he was booked for DUI. Reports are, of course, that when he was boarding, people noticed that he had the reek.
Wouldn't it be an FUI?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Like flying under the influence?
I would guess that would be more...
Did they breathalyze him?
They did not release any more information.
Okay. Does that seem to be happening much more often?
I
feel like every couple months there's another pilot that's been...
Or a flight attendant,
I don't know. The flight attendant, but I mean the pilot thing, you would think like it's crazy because, you know, they're just regular people and who the hell knows that what their stresses are in their life you would see more of it, but you really don't.
Well, because it's illegal.
I know that, but you know, it's illegal to do it anyways.
They like the party, like the pilots and the flight attendants.
Right.
But, not a bad show, though, during the pandemic, the Kelly Cuoco show.
Yes. Also, obscure reference, the Denzel movie is really good.
Unbelievable.
Did you like that one?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really good.
It was really good, I thought.
And you know what that scene in Sully that always got me off guard is that after the plane landed in the Hudson, they went and breathalyzed the air traffic controller.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. I wonder if that's after every crash they have to make sure the people that were...
Yeah, I bet they do.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
A woman in Ohio is voicing her concerns after a trip to Burger King. Now, she ordered the chicken fries, great choice, for her child. She did not want a side with the chicken fries, and she was surprised when she opened her bag and found one of those little side pouches.
Yeah.
Inside... there was some marijuana.
Oh.
She got a side of marijuana with her chicken fries.
Wow. Side of weed.
Yeah. We can hear what she had to say in the video that if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you're viewing.
Went to Burger King tonight. Got my kids some chicken fries. This bag came. If you look down in there, you can see some residue. She got her chicken fries. Chicken fries with a side of, do you see that? You can't say that on here. Mary Jane from Burger King.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say make it a wiggy.
Yeah, I mean, that's if you are going to hustle like that, it's a pretty smart way to do it at Burger King.
Did she get charged extra?
Well, I mean, you would think that she must be a regular, that her plug is at Burger King. Like, hey, I'm coming through, give me the number 4. He knows what that means.
They want you to smoke it so you get the munchies and then you reorder.
Yeah, you come back.
That's probably their plan there.
Yeah.
I guess somebody is doing some nefarious dealing while working at
Working on the side. What better way to do it?
Some sort of code when you go to the drive-thru that you have to ask for.
Bingo.
Yeah, give me
I get some extra sweet sour sauce? You're like, all right, yeah.
All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news with Courtney next, including bad news for Shime and for me. Our last glizzy. Maybe the last glizzy ever if we follow science. So we'll get to that coming up next.